Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Mekhi Becton, ladies and gentlemen, human beings that large should not run as fast as Mekhi Becton did. And if you like people just abusing other humans, the Mekhi Becton tape is for you.
Wilson going to the air. Chased out by Daquan Jones. Wilson looking end zone, wide open. Touchdown! First NFL touchdown for Zach Wilson. And it goes to Corey Davis.
Crowder trying to get him out of space. Slips a tackle. And there he goes. Crowder. It's a foot race. And Crowder is in there. A 69-yard touchdown.
Hill hit immediately.
He got the handoff.
You know who that's?
The Q-inator.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, thank you.
From the PlayLikeAJet.com digital studio, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And it is time to answer some mailbag questions here on this bye week with the owner, the operator, the lead reporter, the whole shebang over at JetsInsider.com. And above all that, a very big deal, Mr. Chris Nimbley. Chris, what's up, brother?
Same old. That's different year, same story.
Before we get into the mailbag, I got to ask you, I just saw The Many Saints of Newark, which is obviously the Sopranos prequel. There are no actual actors from the Sopranos in the movie. The closest you come is that Michael Imperioli, who played Christopher Moltisanti on the original series, is the narrator. But of course, we do see flashbacks and we see these characters when they're younger played by other actors. I don't want to get into any spoilers or what it was about or anything like that. But did you like the movie, and do you think that there's a possibility that they could do more movies or a TV show based off of this? Because I definitely got that vibe, and I know that everybody seems to hate the movie, but I thought it was all right. I enjoyed it.
I really enjoyed it, and like, I'm kind of over mobster movies, like mafia movies in general. I'm kind of over them, but I actually really enjoyed it. I liked all the little Easter eggs, all the little, like, it felt like inside jokes that if you watch The Sopranos multiple times, you got. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was great. I'll like it a lot more if this is like a one-of thing, like, you know, that he keeps coming back and does little more pieces of that world. He can bounce all over that. I'm good with it. However, TV show, movie, however he wants to do it, I'll keep coming back to that world. If it's just like, it's just going to be this, then it's a little bit like, you did all that just to really basically, you know, I don't want to give a spoiler, but, I thought it was very entertaining. And I know that a lot of people were talking about, James Gandolfini's kid and what a great job he did. And he did do a great job. But the kid who played the even younger version of Tony Soprano, I thought that kid absolutely nailed Tony Soprano as a kid. And that was absolutely amazing. And yeah, young Silvio was hilarious. all that stuff was great. So I really enjoyed it. I was actually surprised to hear people didn't like it.
I think people expected too much out of it. A friend of mine said that anything short of a new episode of The Sopranos and people were going to be disappointed. But like you said, I didn't think it was the greatest movie of all time, but I enjoyed it enough that if they did more movies or more television shows based on what we saw in The Many Saints of Newark, I would certainly be willing to watch. Let's jump into the mailbag now. We'll start with Carl Wilms. He says, do you think that if the offense doesn't improve, LaFleur could possibly be fired at the end of the season? If the defense continues to play well, do you think Ulbrich could leave for a head coaching job? So let's start with the LaFleur part of this first. Yeah, if the offense keeps playing like this and they're in the bottom three by the end of the season and Wilson hasn't taken a step forward, there's a very good chance that LaFleur will be shown the door after one season. And people have said, well, Sal will never let that happen because they're like brothers. Listen, I got news for you. Joe Douglas staked his future to Zach Wilson. If Zach Wilson doesn't pan out, Douglas is gone. So he knows this has to be turned around fast. We've got plenty of football left to be played in 2021, so there's nothing that says that Wilson can't turn this around and have a pretty solid rookie year. But if this keeps up and the end of the year comes and Wilson has not improved at all and the offense is still one of the worst in the league, very good chance that Joe Douglas overrules Salah and tells him, find somebody else. This guy's not cutting it, because Douglas will know that his own neck is on the line if this doesn't get fixed quickly, and he doesn't have the luxury of waiting around. As far as Ulbrich, I think there's a possibility, but I think it's more likely that if it happens, it would happen after next season. If he can put together two really strong seasons as Jets defensive coordinator, then I think he'll start getting interviews. I think part of the problem for Ulbrich is going to be that everybody is going to believe that Robert Saleh is the true architect of the defense, so they're not going to be sure how much of this is Ulbrich. But if this happens 2 years in a row, I think he'll start to get some interviews.
Yeah, with Ulbrich, there's, I'm not going to say a 0% chance, but there's like incredibly small chance that anything would happen this year. It's almost at 0% that he would get a head coaching job after this season. Now, the following season, the season after that, that's when we might have to start considering that and talking about it. But even the Jets defense would have to be, they've been playing better than we thought, but they're nowhere near enough for people to be like, hey, we got to go get that guy. Even like, so we're far away from there. The LaFleur thing, people are saying that Saleh would never fire him. They're such great friends. They're the same people that were saying that the Jets weren't going to fire Adam Gase because Gase got Joe Douglas the job. It's not how things work. Like, as people have to fire their friends all the time in the NFL. Mm-hmm. They do it all the time. They all hire their friends and their buddies, and then when it gets close to having their butt on the line or they see it, they'll be the first one to cut their friends loose. That is not going to get into the way of whether or not LaFleur is retained or not. I still think that it's a small chance that he would be fired after just 1 year. But they're going to have a lot more, they're going to know much more if he's the problem. You know, we've talked about this over the past couple of weeks. Maybe he's just not doing a great job of communicating or teaching stuff. Well, they're going to know that way more than we're going to know that. So if that's the case, then yeah, I think they'll go ahead and do that. But if it's also just keeps going like this and the biggest problems are the quarterback can't make short throws and the receivers are running wrong routes, my guess is that he's probably not going to get fired at that rate. We'll have to wait and see. If things get so bad, and man, just the idea that we're talking about this is disappointing and depressing, because we're really going to be talking about setting Zach Wilson going into year two and having to learn a whole new system again. Like, I am by no means saying that keep the guy because you don't want to learn a new system, but man, we're going right back into the same old pattern here. So I don't think it's going to happen. My guess is that no, but if things get bad enough, then sure. Absolutely.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Next question comes in from Fergus Obi-Wan. He says, do the Jets look foolish for either not trading for Nick Foles to mentor Wilson or signing Trubisky to a team-friendly deal to start for the team while easing Wilson into the starting job? There's no way the Trubisky thing was ever going to happen because you can't start Mitch Trubisky. He's terrible. And by the way, if they'd competed in training camp, Wilson probably beats him out anyway. So yeah, that was never an option as far as I'm concerned. I was in favor of getting Nick Foles. I still think it would be a good idea. I just don't know how much it was going to help Wilson, maybe a little bit. I think the real value there would be if Wilson gets hurt or if you decide that it's gotten so bad that you need to sit him down for a game or two. At least Foles is competent enough that you can get a look at these other players like Mims, like Moore, and be able to evaluate them as opposed to Mike White, where you're not going to be able to do much of that. So that's really where I think the value is. I would have gotten Nick Foles, but I don't know that it's playing into Zach Wilson's struggles much.
Yeah, they do not, definitely do not look foolish for either things. And you're never going to look foolish for not signing Mitch Trubisky. Like, I'm sorry, but and this team isn't good enough for, like, no, there's nothing there. And Nick Foles, same. There's now the one he could absolutely use a veteran presence, have somebody to, you know, learn from. That could absolutely help him. Nick Foles, I don't know if that's the one I want doing it. We've talked about this a little bit with Greg Knapp, his untimely passing, obviously. That has had a bigger effect than I think we know how to really quantify here with LaFleur it being for him to be able to lean on. If you could have had like a Josh McCown like type of guy that not just for Zach, but also kind of for Mike LaFleur to be able to lean on, and they could kind of work together with that quarterback, I think that could help. But as far as like playing on the field, making that much of a difference, and you bring in somebody like Mitch Trubisky, or you try to make like a real quarterback competition, and you're taking reps away from Zach Wilson. He got all those reps in training camp, and that's valuable. So yeah, definitely not foolish on either of those. I think I absolutely think that it would have been better for them to have some type of veteran presence that they could have trusted, and somebody who really understood the ins and outs of the system and the playbook and could do it. But Foles isn't the guy that I'd be looking to there. Even if you had like Josh McCown in here, I don't know how much, you know, that's one of those things we all talk about, and it's definitely invaluable, but like, in practice, would it make that much of a difference? I don't know. That's something you just really can't quantify.
Next question comes in from Gus Toon. He said, why did the Jets defense not show up against the Falcons, specifically the front four? I guess they just had a bad game. I don't really know what else to tell you. By the way, Gus, kudos to you for sitting through that. I know you were at that game. Couldn't have been easy.
Yeah, poor Gus. He's, you know, now you know what the American Jets fans who go up to the stadiums, go and tailgate and gear up all the time, that they face that all the time. That disappointment, the excitement building in the stadium. Going to get to watch my team, and then the first quarter's over, and you're just like, why? Just why? Mm-hmm. Why everything? Mm-hmm. So, sorry you had to deal with that. But, yeah. Listen, I think part of it actually probably has to do with how long they were on the field trying to tackle Derrick Henry the week before. And then they take a long flight to London. Also, this is another abolish the London games, because this is absurd. They play a game on Sunday. Then they have to fly to London. What practices are they getting in, and really what type of work you think they're accomplishing in those practices over there? It can go any way. I think it's probably just a combination of that. And then, you know, obviously they had that on that first drive, they had that penalty, the roughing the passer penalty, which just, again, abolished that stupid penalty. But that was huge. They were going to get off the field, and then that penalty came, and then they kept on going. And then the offense got on there, and they went three and out right away. So that was it. And then the defense was on the field the entire first quarter. So I'm willing to look at this game as just like an outlier with the defense. Then there's a lot of reasons to go into that. Again, the week before, the trip to London – can only carry this offense for so long. So I think the defense will be fine. I'm not worried about it. They'll come back. They get the bye week. They'll come back and be ready to be playing back what they were doing the previous weeks.
Next question comes in from Kevin Jackson, Spotty Blackman. He says, you guys rock. Just wanted to say that right off the bat. Thanks, Kev. You know I'm a big fan of yours too. So right back at you, brother. I've heard quite a bit about how wins and losses aren't important this season, but without them, can this fan base find satisfaction in any realistic way? Yeah, I think they can. Honestly, I think the Jets could go 4-13 or 5-12 as long as Zach Wilson looks like the real deal. And some of the players on offense, particularly the younger guys like Elijah Moore, Michael Carter, and Denzel Mims, start to cook a little bit. And if the offensive linemen that look like they're going to be part of the cornerstones of the future, Elijah Vera Tucker and Mekhi Becton, do really well down the stretch, then I don't think that Jets fans are going to be that concerned about the record, and I do think they'll be realistically satisfied.
Yeah, if they play the entire game like they played the second half, last week or the week one against Carolina, if they look like they did in the second half of those games for the entirety of a game, I think fans will be, you know, closer to that at least. Probably you're going to want to be a little bit better as too. But more like that and they're still losing more often, I think fans will be fine. It's these first quarters and first halves that have been just burying and skewing everything. It's been so bad that they're digging themselves too big of a hole that they can't get out of. And then it just skews the numbers and everything so much. And then you're playing catch up. So, you know, you're making more mistakes. You're forcing more things. But if they can just play like they've looked in the second half of games, but just for the whole stretch of games, I think that the fans would be closer. And then, you know, if they can score like, you know, 24 points and, they're losing and they're not turning the ball over like crazy, making crazy mistakes, fans will be fine with that this year, especially with the way that this season started. I for the rest of the season, you can make a case that this start was actually beneficial for their expectations now, because you go ahead, the bar is going to be even lower to keep fans happy. You need to give them some hope and excitement. Right now, let's just settle for Zach Wilson completing these short passes. If just that might be enough to give Jets fans some hope.
Next question comes in from Sean Stalker. He says, Scott, and a very big deal, Chris Nimbley, will LaFleur have the courage to reach out to the one man who can help him script opening drives, Adam Gase? Or will he be too afraid he will usurp copyright Peter J. Dillard 2019? Him as the offensive mastermind. Sorry, I couldn't resist. And then Peter responds, LOL, be afraid of the usurper. Be very afraid. I'm so happy I got the opportunity to say usurper again. It's funny because Joe Blewett of Jets X Factor said something similar, half joking, half serious. That really was one of the few things that Adam Gase was good at, was scripting opening drives. So really, if the Jets could have the same kind of success on these opening drives that they did with Gase, I think we'd all feel a lot better. That said, how funny would it be, Chris, if word broke that Mike LaFleur reached out to Adam Gase for help? It would be the funniest thing of all time.
Well, that it would be hilarious, but that would also change my answer from earlier about the likelihood of LaFleur getting fired. I know a lot. But yes, it would be hilarious. I love the question, but you know, just because I know that it was designed to make us laugh and it did did its job. I do think that. LaFleur is catching way too much heat, way too much stuff right now. People are placing too much blame on him. It's not his fault his quarterback can't make these short throws. There's been so many times where he has dialed up the right play and the execution was just an abysmal failure. And it's just like a simple stuff like the throws or Corey Davis making drops. That's not bad coaching. That's just the players not executing. I do think it's indisputable right now that, you know, again, we talked about this before, the idea of rookie head coach, rookie quarterback, and a rookie OC, probably not the best idea in hindsight. And I think it's pretty indisputable that he's probably a little bit over his skis right now. He's probably a little bit in too deep. But the bigger problem is the players aren't executing, and they're doing that thing where they're taking turns not executing. So it's not just like one thing, and it's just like it'll be one player on this play and then three players on the other play. So, you know, I think he's getting too much heat. But, yeah, this, you know, he's a little over his skis, but the players need to do the simple things, catch the ball, make those short passes.
The owner, the operator, the lead reporter, the whole shebang over at JetsInsider.com. And above all that, a very big deal, Mr. Chris Nimbley. Chris, thank you so much for coming on, as always. Really appreciate it. Check out everything Chris is doing at JetsInsider.com. And follow him on Twitter, @CNimbley and @JetsInsider. Check out everything we're doing at playlikeajet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. Luke Grant's got some great breakdowns of all 22 footage involving the Jets defensive line, Zach Wilson, and a whole lot more. So check out our videos and subscribe if you haven't already. Also, check out our store at teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. We've got the Zach Says Go Long shirt with him pointing downfield like he did with Corey Davis in the Tennessee Titans game. We've also got the John Franklin Myers, Quinnen Williams, Bless You, Thank You shirt, the Zach the Ripper shirt, the Play Like a Jet logo shirt. It's all available right now at the Play Like a Jet store over at teepublic.com. Just search for Play Like a Jet and give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and PlayLikeAJet.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.